Hello, my friends. Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. I'm so thankful you joined me today as we dig into Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 18. I am still out of pocket, not recording in my normal studio, so I apologize for the tinny or boxy sounding audio. We should have that remedied very soon. All right, Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 18 says, "The one who conceals hatred has lying lips, and whoever utters slander is a fool." All right, now the issue that Solomon wants to address is something we've all experienced in one way, shape, or form. We may be the one who has doled it out, or we may be the one who has received it. And what is it? It is hatred. Notice what he says, "The one who conceals hatred has lying lips." Now, you may find yourself saying, "Man, I don't know that I hate anybody. I don't know that I've ever truly hated anybody." And the reason we might say that is because hatred is a very strong word, isn't it? It means there's some person or something that we simply despise. We do not like it. We won't ever like it. We feel like it's the worst thing in the world. And it is something we are just bent against. Now, the harm comes when this is a person who's on the receiving end of this. There's a person who we hate. And that is the idea that Solomon has in mind. And notice what he says. "The one who conceals hatred has lying lips." So what he's saying is when you really dislike someone or you hate someone and you hide that fact, you're lying. Your very life is lying because you're not revealing in your inner heart what is really there. You're not revealing that you have such animosity toward this person. Now, I don't think Solomon's point is to tell us you should be revealing your hatred of everyone. No, I think what he's saying is hatred that is kept inside is not a good thing, because hatred itself is not a good thing. You see, what it's done is it's led to lying lips. It's led you to sin in the way you speak because you're lying, you're hiding things. But hatred itself leads to all kinds of other things. You see, hatred simmers kind of like a stew on the stove, and it just bubbles and boils, and it concocts this terrible dish inside of us that really poisons us and causes us to become people no one wants to be around because we're just seething with this animosity. You see, hatred leads to very wicked things. And notice the last part of the proverb. He says, "Whoever utters slander is a fool." Now, the implication here is that slander is something that's going to flow out of hatred when it's kept inside. What is slander? Well, slander is speaking untruth about other people. It's speaking to others about that person in a way that makes them look bad. You see, uttering slander is a terrible thing to do to people. It's giving others an impression of a person that is not true. And it's a negative impression, always. And here, Solomon says, if you utter slander, which implied comes from hate, you are a fool. Now, why would he be so strong? I mean, fool is a strong word, just like hate is. Why would he be so strong in describing this? Well, it's because uttering slander is something that is going to project yet another lie into the situation. And lies, as we all know, are things that get found out soon enough. We have to tell another lie to keep that lie hidden, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And as we slander, eventually someone's going to ask questions. Someone's going to try to figure out, why did we say what we said about that person? What was the thing that we were getting at, and where did our information come from? And on it goes, to the point that it's going to be found out that we indeed are a slanderer, and we therefore are not a trustworthy person. We are the one who is concealing hatred, and all kinds of nasty motives are going to come out. Now, a proverb like this is not always written to teach us step by step, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this, and then this will come about. Now, proverbs are general principles of wisdom. And what are the general principles we're seeing here? Well, first off, allowing hatred into your heart is a bad thing. You shouldn't be doing that. If you find some sort of animosity or anger or hatred in your heart toward another person, You need to confess that to the Lord. And you need to do what you can to offload that by working through the issues that have made you feel that way. And secondly, you should not be slandering. Slander is a wicked thing. Let's have hearts that are pure before our God. Jesus, as your followers, we want to be people of truth because you are the way, the truth, and the life. We want others to see you in our behavior. So help us to purge hatred and slander from our lives, wherever they might exist.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.